You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad to have you with us, and thank you for joining us. We have got a big show for you today. If you live in the Congressional District number 5 in the state of New Jersey, there's big news about what may be happening in your district. We will get an update from Frank Pallotta. Dr. Gina Loudon weighs in on some big political news, and David Fisher's here to talk money.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, there's so much that we could start this week off on to talk about. There's been another police shooting in North Carolina where the body cam footage is awaiting being released. There's a COVID update. The new variant that's in India is just ravaging that country. Every single other country on the planet is having to send oxygen to help them in this time of need. They've had hundreds of thousands of new cases each day and several thousand deaths, not tens of thousands, but in the single digit thousands of deaths over the last 4 days. And so there's real problems there. But I cannot escape the headline that ran across my radar screen today in the New York Daily News. And I don't read the Daily News. Ask Alex. I have pronounced as an anathema, the New York Daily News in recent years. I don't read them. They don't come to my attention. They're not, in my opinion, trustworthy. But I was looking at the Empire Report, and he had a headline. J.P. Miller had a headline connected that took me to the Daily News. And so I looked into what it said, and this was the headline. 15 people shot in NYC on Saturday compared to one on same day a year ago. So a year ago, one person was shot on that Saturday. This Saturday, 15 were shot. As you delve into the piece, you find out that there were, 20 on Saturday evening, 25 on Sunday. The number is beginning to spike dramatically. These are the kind of numbers New Yorkers are not used to seeing. These are Chicago style numbers. It's a low weekend for Chicago, but this is the type of stuff that you see coming out of Chicago regularly. And it was very interesting that Wes Parnell, who was the author of this piece, in about the third paragraph, and I don't have it in front of me directly at this moment, but in about the third paragraph made some sort of reference to the fact that he made an observation that loosening COVID-19 restrictions has done nothing to reduce the number of shootings. In fact, year to date, there are 400 plus shootings in New York, whereas a year ago it was 200 plus. So we're running about double the number of shootings taking place in New York City than we were last year at this time, certainly in the throes of the pandemic. But the writer said, despite the COVID-19 restrictions being loosened, these numbers have as if people that were going to go out and shoot other people with the intent to try to hurt them or kill them or rob them or rape them, that in some way that was going to mysteriously change because COVID-19 restrictions were loosened. This is part of the real scourge that I believe that our culture is enduring right now. We do not know how to think. We don't know how to problem solve. We don't know how to deduce. We're not double the amount of shootings this year because COVID-19 restrictions have been lifted. We're not double the amount of shootings this year, because last year the pandemic had everybody tightened down. Last year was still bad. 200 people shot by this time a year ago wasn't anything to write home about. It certainly shouldn't have been something that that anyone would have been giving high praise for. But now that we're coming up with double that amount just 1 year later, and trying to tie it in some way to saying, well, you know, we thought that if we loosen the restrictions, that suddenly the violence would go away. It refuses to look at one of the primary fundamentals that is understandably true in our world. And that is, people don't do better things just because they have more free time. People are sinful. People are hurtful. They are filled with desires to hurt others, to take others' things, to do crimes to one another. And it is a restraining force in the culture that holds them back from doing that. Either the threats of their own personal imprisonment or discipline in some way, the threat of being involved in a dangerous activity where their own life could be in jeopardy, or the threat of culture and society as a whole shaming them and saying this is not acceptable. Those are the things that restrain public evil. And it's usually a combination of all of them. But what did we do a year ago? What did we do in the midst of the George Floyd aftermath, where everybody said, well, George Floyd will never get justice, so we've got to do these remarkably crazy and insane things, like get rid of the anti-crime task force that actually helped keep guns off the streets from people that shouldn't have them. The door kickers that actually go into very dangerous places and disarm very dangerous people that would otherwise probably shoot some people. We did away with that. What was the message to the criminal? Well, now's the time to do it. In fact, this New York Daily News piece written by Wes Parnell in today's edition, or yesterday's edition, it made clear that right now, criminals don't think twice about carrying a gun in the city. They consider getting a date to appear ticket and somehow being able to just walk freely from whatever they've got, you know, coming their way, and going out and doing it again as really no punishment at all. So you have on the face of this news story, I don't even have to go dig up crime statistics. I don't even have to dig up comparisons to previous years. On just the face of this story, based on the amount of people that are being injured, based on the number of shootings that are happening, based on the lack that there's no accountability, what would you expect to take place in a city as big as ours? This is the real dilemma that our culture, and sadly even some in the church now, are trying to ignore. Behaviors have consequences. And when we tell people with very bad character that they can behave very badly, they will. And when you don't put any restraining mechanisms in the flow of their life to interrupt that thought, to in some way get between them and a bad decision and a bad action, if you don't in any way stop to short circuit that thought, that's going to turn into that action. The reason we have people being shot in New York City at a double the amount of rate as we did last year doesn't have anything to do with COVID restrictions being loosened. It has to do with the fact that there's no accountability. The DA in Manhattan's not prosecuting crimes. He's come out and said last week, I'm not going to enforce prostitution anymore. There's one more quality of life crime. And friends, you and I, we want to live in this culture. We want to be a light to this culture. We want to make a difference in the culture that we live in. But we adopt these insane ideas like, let's take all of the incentives away for the bad behavior to be curtailed. And guess what? The bad behavior multiplies. Come on, really committed people of faith and really logical thinking people. You're not. There's no mystery here. We're inviting more violence and bad behavior when we say to the forces of good, you're not welcome here anymore. That's why all of the defunding the police mantras that are being sprouted out there, where are they having the most impact? In the crime-ridden neighborhoods, where the criminals are going to embolden their actions and say, now we really have open season to go do what we want. People seeing bad and calling it good, it just multiplies the bad. It's not a complicated equation. I'm Kevin McCullough. Got a lot on the show for you. Big news out of CDNJ5 when we come back.
Hey everyone, it's Debbie Biskey from the Bridge Women's Center, and I am super excited for our second annual gala on May 13th at the Meadowood in Randolph, New Jersey. The state of New Jersey is opening up more and more, and we anticipate additional capacity will be opened up as we get closer to the event. Our keynote speaker is Governor Mike Huckabee, a huge pro-life advocate. So join us to celebrate life and help support our pro-life mission to raise funds for our second mobile unit. You don't want to miss the event, so go buy your tickets at bridgewomencenter.com, and I'll see you on May 13th.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. The Bridge Women's Center gives support to women and families with unintended pregnancies. They also provide support after birth and counseling. Be sure to attend the Women's Gala on May 13th to support the Bridge Women's Center and buy tickets to the benefit. COVID guidelines will be followed. Go to bridgewomencenter.com. That's bridgewomencenter.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Ryan Vreck, Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
What are real people saying about Skechers ArchFit footwear? Joe from Hilton Head says, excellent product. I need arch support, and these shoes have it. Joe, Skechers ArchFit don't just have arch support. They have podiatrist-certified arch support that was developed with over 20 years of data. These shoes are great for virtually everybody. Next, Pete from New York writes, great for walking. I stand a lot of work, and the ArchFit keeps me comfortable. My feet don't feel tired at the end of the day. Okay, Pete gets it. He's walking, working, just living at Skechers ArchFit. And since ArchFit are the ultimate solution for all-day comfort, his feet still feel good after a long, long day. Now let's hear what Retired for Life from Florida has to say. Bought these for use as everyday wear shoes. The arch support is amazing. All right, look, she's getting the support she needs, and she's also sneaky smart wearing these every day because Skechers ArchFit are machine washable, so you can keep them looking great no matter how much you wear them. She's a genius. Feel for yourself what everybody's raving about. Find podiatrist-certified Skechers ArchFit at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
Hey, Pastor Darren Goldstein here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome.
where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come and worship with us in person. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. We are located at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
On the upcoming Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise with Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien, you'll be surrounded by the fellowship of like-minded travelers along with Bible teaching and worship. This travel experience is hosted by Salem Media Group and our partners Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Bring home life-changing memories to treasure and stories to share. Join us for this unforgettable Alaska cruise this summer by calling 855-565-5519. Or visit deeperfaithcruise.com.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, very glad to have you with us on this very busy Monday. And, you know, we're not that deep into the new administration. We're not that deep into the Biden presidency, but things have gone so awry so quickly in so many different ways. I am not surprised that my next guest is ready to think a little more long term. Frank Pallotta was the Republican nominee to face Democrat incumbent in the New Jersey congressional 5th district of this last go around, and came up just a bit short. But Frank Pallotta is back with us. And Frank, it's good to have you. For people that may not remember, 2020 was an awful campaign year. I mean, just to be very blunt about it, it was a mess because the schedule was all messed up, and then COVID came in, and once in you guys had, I don't, like 185 different candidates running for the nomination, and then right. And then the pandemic came, and then kind of, you know, whoever was left standing was left standing. You did have a primary. It wasn't well publicized, and you were the nominee, and you still came within a hair's breadth of unseating the Democrat there. So talk to me about what your hopes and goals and dreams are now, and where you're at.
Sure. I appreciate it, Kevin. Thank you again for having me. You're right. I mean, particularly in New Jersey, last year was an awful campaign year, mostly because New Jersey was one of the few mandatory vote-by-mail states. And in a state and in my district where Democrats outnumber Republicans by about 1.3-1, you're already starting in the hole. You throw on top of that a lot of the discrepancies in people getting 2 and 3 ballots, some people who were no longer of this earth getting ballots. And it was a pretty tough election cycle. Again, like you said, with the pandemic, people tend to be focused during health or other type of crises in the country. They tend to be focused on other things. And that's exactly what we had. And I think a lot of people might even make the argument, Kevin, that was by design.
I would be one of them that probably would. I think that there was a lot of exploitation of the system in the 2020 cycle. And so you've got a bit of news for us. I want to get to that in a second. But before we address that, what do you think, see, hope for differently in, say, a 2022 election cycle, or even the 2021 cycle with what's going on this year? What do you hope that New Jersey is straightening out or perhaps correcting?
Sure. Well, I think New Jersey, it looks like we're moving away from a mandatory vote by mail. I know there's a push by this governor to try and create as much confusion as possible. It remains to be seen what he's ultimately going to try to do. But it looks like we're going to have the pandemic to whatever degree it's out there in our rearview mirror. It looks like, again, as we said, the vote by mail is going to be in our rearview mirror, the mandatory vote by mail. And the congressional race in New Jersey will be at the top of the ticket. There is no Senate race, there's no gubernatorial race, and there's no presidential race.
Oh, wow.
So we're hoping, Kevin, that people will actually begin to focus on the matters at hand, and that is New Jersey is the state with nearly the highest out-migration. We have the worst property taxes and the highest business taxes in the country. So we're hoping people really do begin to concentrate as we emerge from this crisis, that there are other things more important at hand that we need to address.
Frank, I can count on about four or five fingers the number of business-owning voters that would have been in your district that owned businesses, various sizes, one of them a rather large one, that have relocated because of the corruption, because of the tax burden, because of the unfairness that they generally feel. They've left. They've gone. They've moved to Florida. In fact, all four of them that I'm thinking of all moved within 10 minutes of each other in Florida. So it's what you're talking about is not imaginative. This is real. And with those, you know, business owners goes the businesses and the jobs that they have. I mean, it's not something that is just affecting their family, in a vacuum. It is the other people that rely on those businesses to be there as well. So talk to me about what your plans are. How do you plan to try to address the situation? What are you here to tell us today?
Well, Kevin, I'm here to tell you that I've officially entered the race to enter the run for Congress for 2022. That happened, and you're the first person that we are telling it to. We're in it to win it, and we are in this race, and we've been in contact with folks in D.C. Pretty much since mid-November of last year. They looked at the numbers. They knew, just as you spoke about earlier, that we were up against some pretty tough circumstances. And we still came within a hair's breadth, you know, in the mid single digits from unseating a guy who's been embedded in D.C. for 25 years. We took our campaign to the people, and to the extent that people understood where we came from and what we were standing for, we made a pretty impressive move. We are going to continue that. As we heard, sometimes you win the game in regulation. Sometimes you have to go to overtime, and we're in overtime, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. And I know you're going to run an issues focused campaign. Obviously, mm-hmm. the tax crisis is one of the things that you're looking at. What else do you hope to have your campaign noted for?
Look, we've been a back the blue campaign from the beginning. And I don't know of any campaign across this country, Republican or Democrat, that shouldn't pay attention to our men and women in blue. We've been there from the beginning, and it boggles the mind of, I think, folks both on the left and the right that some of these policies coming out of the left continue to bash our police, bash our policies, bash what they do. Almost to the point now, Kevin, where almost exactly to the point where we're starting to see enrollment and people looking to join the police force near historic lows. I mean, if you take a look at what's going on, Kevin, just in these last few weeks, we had one of our newer members elected to Congress just a few years ago create a proposal to get rid of the police altogether, which, by the way, was Josh Gottheimer's bill, H.R. 7120. And then we had right after that one of our longest ranking members was severely reprimanded by a judge in Minneapolis for making ridiculously incendiary remarks about the trial, which potentially may put that verdict at risk. And again, while all of that is going on, they continue, this Democrat, the Democrat leadership continues to look at more of a power grab than I think anyone ever thought possible.
Yeah.
So what we're looking to do, Kevin, is just bring about some common sense, that not just at the district and the state level, but at our national level. They've increased our national debt by $2 trillion in the last 90 days. They've created a crisis on the southern border that nobody thought we would see again. And they continue to push to defund the police. Like I said, the bill that Josh co-sponsored, and, finally, I know we're hearing this now, is, you know, this look to introduce a bill to federalize our voting and election laws.
Yeah.
It's a grab that we need to stop. And we need
not having any of that H.R. 1 business, not in these parts. All right. Frank Pallotta running for CDNJ5. Frank, congratulations. Thanks for being with us.
Kevin, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for everything you do.
Kevin McCullough fighting the fight for truth and justice, and we continue in just a moment. Stay with us.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes, and yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently.
Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client,
We will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Get the facts. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. That's 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Tune in this Saturday afternoon at 4:30 for part two of a very special hour-long edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. All the leading candidates for mayor of New York City have been invited to participate in a forum to share their views and vision for running the city. This weekend, you'll hear the plans of Scott Stringer, Andrew Yang, Raymond McGuire, and Sean Donovan and decide which of them will earn your vote. That's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd and the Mayoral Forum Part 2. This Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio. And he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday morning starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And on Mondays, we always like to check in with Dr. Gina Loudon, a human behavioralist times three. And Dr. Gina, I know that one of the things that I always find fascinating with you is being able to ask you about the behavioral and the thinking patterns of people, because as we see them expressed in politics or public policy, they're not completely divorced from who they are as actual persons. So over the weekend, I'm reading some polling data, and it appears that now President Biden has gone underwater, not just with Republicans, not with independents, but even with Democrats by a score of like 51 to 49 and 52 to 48 on his handling of the border. In fact, Americans have no confidence in the policies that are being implemented at the border right now. And I'm just curious as to your thoughts on what this indicates only less than 6 months into his presidency.
Well, in your analysis, Kevin, you left off one person who does approve very much of Joe Biden's policies, I'll get this word out, and that is the squad. They overwhelmingly approve of everything that the Biden administration has done. He is kowtowing to AOC and her ilk over and over again. He's gone from being what was considered sort of a moderate leftist to a complete and utter radical progressive. And he's left his own party in the dust. And so that's the reason why you're seeing these abysmal numbers coming back in terms of approval, even from his own party. This doesn't surprise those of us who watched the campaign and we kind of saw what was happening. We saw where the power in the party was really coming from. The most vocal, outrageous people in the Democrat Party tend to get the most attention, tend to get their way. And they're like the screaming crybabies in the room. And Democrats tend to cater and kowtow to that mentality. They always have for about the last couple of decades. And so it shouldn't really surprise us. That's who Joe Biden listens to. And that's why he's so unbelievably unpopular.
Well, and what's amazing about this, Dr. Gina, is that he did have at least a short window of time by which he could come in and have said, you know, maybe Donald Trump was too abrasive, but I'm not gonna mess wholeheartedly with the policies, because obviously the rest of the ticket very much supported the Trump agenda, even if the presidential race didn't turn out the way Trump supporters would like to have seen it. Certainly with the state houses, with the congressional gains by Republicans, and even very bit of their fingertips in the Senate. This is not an administration that can say that it has had a mandate. And yet that is in many ways how he's tried to govern. And I'm curious about this as well, Dr. Gina. It's been 34 days since Kamala Harris was commissioned, you know, a czar for the border policy. She has yet to be there. She held a press conference regarding it. Do they actually think they can skate without addressing the border crisis throughout this first term?
Well, I think you have an administration who considers themselves as the elite. I don't think they really care very much. And it's not about what I think, really. They've demonstrated again and again that they have no intention of pleasing their base. They don't really have a base, Kevin. That's the difference between, you know, a Donald Trump administration that knew he was accountable to his base. He knew he had to wake up every day and listen to the American people, because he knew that the American people were going to hold him accountable when it came re-election time. And that's why he got so many more votes than any American president, any Republican president ever in history, because he did listen to the American people like never before. This administration knows that the way they win isn't by being accountable to the American people. It's by importing foreign votes. It's by committing voter fraud. And it's by packing the courts so that any election irregularities, any voter fraud, any ridiculous executive orders, anything else they come up with to do, they'll never be held accountable for. Because if you don't have the courts as a final point of accountability from the ridiculous things that you do, be executive orders, legislatively or otherwise, then there is no point of account, right? And so once they've stacked the courts, then there's nothing else to hold them accountable. So they know that they don't need to be accountable to the American people. This is about full-on tyranny. This is an affront on our American republic. And in a lot of ways, this is really a silent war taking place on the American people and their ability to control their own governance. And that's exactly where Joe Biden comes down on all this. He doesn't care what the American people think. He doesn't care what his own voters think. There is no accountability anymore. Not with him.
I'm not convinced that he cares what flavor Jello he's going to have for lunch today, but that's a different conversation altogether. Dr. Gina, every night at 7 p.m., you're with Real America's Voice, primetime with Dr. Gina. What's on tonight's big show?
Well, hopefully I have the one and only Kevin McCullough. I believe he's on. I believe that I have Congressman Biggs on tonight. I believe he'll be on with us. We may have General Flynn on. I was with him all weekend at Mar-a-Lago. I'll be with him here in just a moment. And I believe we might have Nigel Farage. I'm not exactly sure. I know they're on this week. I'm not exactly sure what night they're on. We've got a big, show. Lots of stuff happening at Mar-a-Lago, and we'll be talking about that this week.
Yeah,
on
it's always a big show. It's always a big show. 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock prime time. Check out Dr. Gina on Real America's Voice, and every Monday she's back here with us. Dr. Gina, have a great rest of the day. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Yosafat Ministries invites all COVID patients to an online healing prayer service through Zoom every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. with Reverend Dr. Yosafat. This prayer service is free with no offerings. To join Yosafat Ministries in this Zoom prayer meeting for COVID patients only, use ID 364-469-5055. You can find Yosafat Ministries on Facebook at OHPS COVID. That's OHPS COVID on Facebook. Once again, Yosafat Ministries is inviting all COVID patients to an online healing prayer service through Zoom every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. with Reverend Dr. Yosafat. This prayer service is free with no offerings. To join Yosafat Ministries in this Zoom prayer meeting for COVID patients only, use ID 364-469-5055. You can find Yosafat Ministries on Facebook at OHPS COVID. That's OHPS COVID. Together, let's pray. Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, on Mondays we do try to help you protect your portfolio a little bit better. We try to help you be a good steward of what you have and hopeful that it will be something that is able to not only help protect you, but your loved ones and your legacy long term. And it's with that in mind that as the markets came to a close last week, if you were in the metals, you did pretty well. In fact, closed up, and it looks like metals are doing well again today. The stock markets are up as well, at least in the holdings that I'm looking at right now. And David Fisher is back to take a look at all of this with us. David, what is the major financial news going on this week?
Well, we got earnings seasons are kicking into gear this week. It's the busiest week of earnings seasons. In fact, Kevin, about a third of the S&P 500 companies are going to report earnings over the next five sessions. Companies like Tesla, Alphabet, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Caterpillar, Ford are the big ones. Corporations have been putting up some nice numbers thus far. About a quarter of the S&P 500 companies have already published Q1 results, and 84% are reporting positive share earnings. So there's we're expecting some good earnings, although there could be some surprises. Like especially Tesla, that might be not a good earning report company. And if that happens, we could see it affect the rest of the tech industry.
Well, you know what's interesting is that, and I'm, you know, being around Salem Communications, I've been thinking about this in recent weeks. All the companies did the same thing last year. Everybody had to make adjustments. So budgets that they had going into 2020 probably were missed. They probably had adjusted expectations at some point during the year. And if this earnings cycle is just, you know, whatever that slight percentage above that is for the next time, it would make sense from a logical perspective that companies are going to be, you know, they could probably look like they're doing pretty good this year, even if they don't do like record gangbuster numbers, because everybody's expectations with COVID kind of went down the drain.
Yeah, there's an element of that. On Tuesday last week, J.P. Morgan, Marco Klavenic, he's a global strategist. He talked about earnings. He also talked about rates. And here's the throwing this into the mix, Kevin, that he said higher rates, check this out, higher rates, or rather higher yields, which is, of course, the same, is a bullish thing for the market. Shift in going backwards. I mean, when rates were lower 18 months ago, to the last 6 months, Wall Street were saying that lower rates were good for the market, and that's why the market was booming, except for COVID. Now, to summarize, higher rates or higher yields are both bullish and bearish. Apparently, J.P. Morgan can't choose which side of the fence they want to be on. They're not the only ones. Morgan Stanley said on Friday they talked about investors buying the S&P 500 at growth peak, which is what they're saying we're in right now. They're saying the relative short-term returns are weak, and 12-month returns are about 3% to the upside. So they're calling for the market to be at growth peak right now. So the earnings report, it might be as good as it gets for the economy in the short term, and we might be having some sideways at best till the end of the year, looking at the past returns when we don't, or looking at past rates increase when we have that and yields going up. It's not good for the market, and especially tax hikes coming with Biden gets his proposal through. That's not good for the market either.
Yeah. So those are some of the things that you think are going to derail what limited success we're having right now. The tax hikes. What else?
Well, it could be investors, just their sentiment changing. It doesn't take much for this euphoric environment, and it is euphoric. It's, we're not moving off fundamentals. Currently, markets are driven by emotion, not logic. I mean, if you look at any yardstick, and we've listed those in the past, but over the 20 years looking back, 91% of stock returns are determined by fundamentals, and the fundamentals right now are just well beyond normal valuations for the market. So this could get derailed by investor sentiment finally waking up. It could be derailed by inflation, Biden's tax proposal. The Fed is talking this week, Kevin, and you know the Bank of Canada, they just tapered last week. They're instead of buying $4 billion on a monthly scale, they're buying $3 billion, and their loony dollar collapsed aggressively until they came out and said, no, everything is okay, but yes, we are tapering. So the Bank of Canada owns 40% of its currency. The Fed owns 18% of the dollar. If the Fed comes out this week, and I don't think they're going to do it this week, but many analysts are saying it's going to be the third quarter, possibly the fourth quarter, but they're going to have to start tapering. And when that happens, we will see a correction in the market, and some saying it will be a deep, long-term correction, because that's what's driven this upside bull market.
So if that's all in place then, and, you know, gold and silver had a good week last week, how are they responding to the current environment, and what do you think happens if that, what you just described, gets invoked?
Well, since March 29th, gold is up $100. Silver is up 9.3% by spot. And the physical market, there's a market that we were texting each other and never really got the chance to talk about it. But I found an undervalued physical silver market. It's risen in the same time while spot has gone up 9.3%, it's gone up 27.7%. So the physical market is not also always indicative of the spot index. And there's a lot of people who are driving money towards this physical market in gold and silver. I've been doing this a long time, 27 years, and there is a squeeze going on in some markets, and I think they're going to get more so because people are waking up. There's going to be a problem with inflation and with taxes being raised.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I remember you telling me about that specific line of silver that was having that increase. And friends, maybe you're looking for those, things that can protect your portfolio. Do what I do. Call David's firm, talk to their best people, talk to David himself, and say, how can I best protect my portfolio? Because I don't want to be caught unawares when these tax hikes go into place. And I certainly don't want to be caught unawares when the Fed decides to do what it wants to do and monkey around with interest rates a little bit later this year. Call today. Not only get the white paper, but get caught up on all that can be done through a financial blueprint. They will walk you through your portfolio, help you look and see where you're vulnerable, where you're protected, and then help you make decisions to get to the point where you are best positioned to withstand what looks like it's going to be kind of an up and down, rocky kind of the rest of the year. Here's the phone number to do that, 844-604-2575. And if you ask about the financial blueprint and you say that you heard it on Kevin McCullough, David Fisher will personally walk you through your blueprint request personally. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. David Fisher, thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.
Kevin McCullough, once again, call him today, 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough, my final thought, coming right back.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 Glass Abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
If you're thinking about selling your house, call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always puts the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed and for top dollar. They remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. Look at their perfect ratings and reviews online. Their unprecedented 100% success rate guarantees your sale will close. Calamine & Company is truly in a class by itself. Remember, they always specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogates court. Offices across New York City and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit Calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors & Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, hi, Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Thank you to David Fisher and Dr. Gina and Frank Pallotta for joining me today. Hey, raise your hand if you're fed up with people on social media posting stories that seem to virtue signal everything about everything every time there's another shooting that happens. The same thing happens to me every time. Something happens, and before we know any of the facts or details or any of it, I've got a cousin and some other people that already have stuff posted, and it's like, you know, justice for so-and-so. We don't even know their full name yet. They're already marching for justice for so-and-so. And it's in the midst of that realization yesterday when I was thumbing through social media that I came across something from Candace Owens, and it just smacked me dead in the face. She had posted on her Twitter feed, she said, and Candace Owens, if you don't know who she is, African-American woman, young, very articulate, very strong believer in rule of law, et cetera. She said, I wish I could score in. She hosts a media show for The Daily Wire. She said, I wish I could score an interview with the woman George Floyd robbed at gunpoint, or the one that Jacob Blake digitally molested, or the one that Dante Wright physically assaulted or robbed, or the one that Micaiah Bryant tried to butcher. Anyone got a contact? Question mark. Look, I host the show. I'm not opposed to trying to find my guests through social media. I found a lot of good guests that way. She was just doing it to be practical. She wants to hear these stories from these people, all the victims of the people that we have made famous. Now, I don't know the details of the George Floyd robbing someone at gunpoint. I should probably go look that up. But I am aware of Jacob Blake. I am aware of the Dante Wright. And I'm certainly familiar with the Micaiah Bryant story, where she was swinging the knife, trying to knife her housemates. And I thought, I owe Candace Owens a thank you on this for two reasons. One, I those stories haven't been told, and I think they would be fascinating for the public to hear. Who are the victims of these people that we say have been victimized? But, you know, there was a day when journalists just did that. There was a day when journalism as a pursuit was usually tied up in trying to tell all angles of the story. So you would go and you would get the initial set of facts, and then you would look and see, you know, what other people were involved, and you would ask for additional perspectives on what had happened. And by the time you could put the entire cacophony together, you had a real tapestry of perspective, and you could kind of like link, you know, causal and effect elements, etc. Nobody does that anymore. In fact, I'm so sure that they didn't do it on these stories that I would be willing to wager you don't know the names of any of those women that those people tried to rob, rape, kill, and knife. See, that's part of the problem. We've made the wrong people the heroes. And what we need to do is we need to be discerning, thoughtful people that ask important questions and try to get to the truth. And man, did Candace, her Twitter feed smack me in the face with that yesterday. But it made me think, and because of that, we're gonna do things a little bit differently around here. We're gonna pursue the truth always for the sake of clarity, because that's what will bring us to the best outcomes. Kevin McCullough, see you next time.